Whew. Would you believe that you guys are standing in the order that I wanted you guys to give your testimonies? How do you like that? That's why you're last. I like the boots. Looks good. You and me are like twinsies. Yeah, that's good stuff, Roller. This is Mary Bickley, Becky Hart, Jolene, and Zach Lemus. They'll probably introduce themselves. I hope they do. And they're just going to share just for a couple of minutes about baptism. Before they do that, I want to just remind us so that we know together what baptism is. Baptism is not salvation. No one is going to be getting saved from jumping into the tank with me. God would never come up with an idea like that anyway. What they in fact are going to be doing is demonstrating the day of their salvation. This is going to be a physical demonstration on the outside of what has already taken place for them on the inside. On that day, when they recognized their sin and their need for a Savior, and they repented of their sin and they put their trust in Jesus as both their Savior and their Lord, in that moment of time, they were washed clean of their sins. They died to themselves, and they were given a new life in Christ Jesus. They were adopted into the kingdom of God as one of His children. They received the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, by the way, not just the portion of the Holy Spirit, to live inside of them, to guide them, and to direct them in life. I get a little excited about these things. I thought we were on takeoff. Okay, it's just the screen going up. Whew! And by the way, that was just a sampling of all the things that happened on the moment of their salvation. And so just to review, this baptism is a step of obedience that comes after salvation. If you've repented of your sin and trusted in Jesus as your Savior, and you've never been baptized, you should be up here. That's not my words, that's God's word. Think about that really carefully. Repent and be baptized, Peter said as he preached at Pentecost. Repent and be baptized. So I'm so excited for these folks, for their willing. Have I built it up now and made you even more nervous? Yeah, good. That was my plan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so excited for them to share in their own words what God has been doing in their lives.
I'm glad we wrote this down.
Yes, that's why we did it.
My name is Mary Bickley.
I'm just going to stand close to you for moral support. Is that okay?
Thank you. I was baptized as an infant, but today I am asking to be baptized because I want to publicly declare that I have committed my life to Jesus. I don't want to cry.
It's okay. You can cry. It's okay. I'll cry with you.
Baptism symbolizes that Jesus has washed me clean of my sins, and I want to live my life for God, to honor Him in everything I do. I know the Spirit is with me always, but there have been specific times that I have strongly felt the hand of God, like when I wondered, how could I possibly go to college to become a teacher? God actually laid out a plan in front of me one day, and then that same day followed up by having a relative stranger reiterate the plan for me. He gave me courage to go to school when I was 38 years old, and He fortified me daily. The belief in that fortification has provided me comfort in hard times. If God had such a clear plan for me with something as simple as going to school, He obviously will show me the way when my family is in turmoil. However, because I'm human, I like to grab control back. I have this tendency to believe that I will organize my life and then I will get back to God. I will turn it all over to Him once I have my ducks in a row. He allows me to follow this path every time, which always brings me to my knees every time. I wish I could say that after today I will be wise. To truly would be wise would mean I submit to the Holy Spirit always. I would never try to take control, and I would listen and follow in the same way I did the day I quit my job and went to college to become a teacher. But I know myself better than that. One way I am making a change is to speak to others of the life and love of Jesus Christ, especially in situations I previously have not spoken up because I felt awkward. I always thought people would know I was a Christian by my behavior. But now I know that's not enough. I need to speak the truth so that others won't miss out on the opportunity to know Christ. The fellowship in this church has made a big difference in my outlook on life and has even brought my husband to church with me. Those of you who have reached out to help me open my eyes, I thank you. I want you to know that. Bernie, you amaze me every Sunday. You make such a difference every Sunday. And you've helped me to make me a person call out that I'm a child of God.
Amen. Awesome. 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 Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. Hello, my name is Becky Hart, and I have never been baptized. From the time I was born, I was taught about...
Wow, that's a small font.
It is quite a small font, okay. From the time I was born, I was taught about Jesus' love. I grew up in a Christian family and was always surrounded by the people who represented what it was like to live a life that God wants us to. I was at the age of 6 when I decided to repent of my sins and follow God. I thought that I was doing right, and I thought I was being a good follower of God, but I wasn't. I was living like a lukewarm Christian and putting God's will for my life on the back burner. I was living the way I wanted to live and making selfish decisions for my life and not putting Him first. When I went to high school, my mindset on my faith changed. And I was no longer wanting a relationship with God. I started making bad decisions and became depressed and disillusioned. I tried to fill the void in my life with earthly things, which satisfies nothing. I felt lost and scared. The summer before my junior year of high school, I went to a church service where Daniel Atkins, my world history teacher sophomore year, gave a sermon on boldness. The word boldness stuck with me, and he went into the fact that God gives us the perfect amount of time to fulfill His will for our lives. But it's our job to actually go out and live it. The word boldness stuck with me, and I could not get the word out of my head. So I decided that I needed to have my faith be bold for everyone and live a bold life for Christ. I didn't want to be embarrassed anymore of my faith or not, and I didn't want to hide it. It was at that moment that I decided to turn my life around and start living the way that God wanted me to. Through the entirety of my junior year, I was mentored by Daniel Atkins, who gave me books to read and videos to watch to help me better understand what it meant to be a follower of Christ. He helped me tremendously through my high school years, and I'm very thankful to have a person who cared enough about me to want to help me like he did. I graduated high school thinking I had my life pretty much together. My integrity and morals were most important to me. But little did I know that as I moved away to college, I was going to be challenged in many ways. There was temptation and peer pressure everywhere I looked. I made decisions that I'm not proud of and turned away from my faith once again just to fit in. I turned into someone that I'm not proud of and someone that I didn't even recognize in the mirror. And through it all, I became more and more depressed. Instead of turning to God, I turned to earthly fixes that seemed to never work and only made things worse. This is how I spent the first semester of my freshman year of college. I soon realized that the way I was living was unhealthy and was turning me into someone who I didn't want to be. I decided that from there on out, no matter what anyone else did, I wanted to live for Christ. I became happier and healthier and was able to convey God's love to those around me. Although my walk with the Lord has not always been up to par with what it should be, I am so very thankful that in the end, I made the devotion to my life to live for the Lord. I now have a new perspective on life and know what my purpose is, which is to be an example for everyone who crosses my path and to always put Him first. I'm still human and will continue to make mistakes, but I want to choose to daily die to Christ and put His will for my life first. I know that God has a plan for me and that... if I follow His will and put Him first, that His will in my life will be done, and that I can trust in Him always and always give Him the glory.
Awesome. for public speaking, by the way. I'm Jolene Lemus. I became a Christian shortly before my husband and I were to be married. However, I didn't get off to a very good start. I didn't take it very seriously. I wasn't a good wife, and I was far from being a good Christian. I was more concerned with what I wanted to do, what I thought was best, and with living the life I wanted to live, rather than doing what Jesus called me to do, living the life that Jesus had planned for me, and being the person that Jesus wants me to be. Fast forward a couple years into our marriage, I was starting to make some progress living more for Christ, being a better wife and a better person when we got blessed with our first pregnancy. We were no doubt over the moon, excited, but unfortunately not far into the pregnancy we lost the baby. And we were never really given a reason as to why. Sorry. All the doctors had to tell us was sometimes these things happen. As grieving would be first-time parents, I can't see what I wrote now. This was not a good enough explanation. Inside, I couldn't help but feel as though I was to blame, as if God was punishing us both for my wrongdoings. Looking back now, I know that was not the case. At the time, it was difficult for me not to be angry with God and to keep from asking him why he would allow this to happen. But I remembered the words from John 13:7. Jesus answered him, "You did not realize what I'm doing, but later you will understand." I came to realize I was not forsaken or being punished. Jesus never left me. That experience had taught me to trust in his timing, because his timing is perfect. As it says in Proverbs 3:5-6, sorry, my paper's crumpled. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And in Psalm 37:3-4. Sorry. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend the faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I would have never made it through the darkest time in my life if not for the love and support of my husband and the amazing, unfailing grace of love and love of Jesus Christ. When God's timing was right, he once again allowed us to become pregnant, and today we have an amazing, energetic little man in the back there, Jackson. And for me, being a good mother and being a good Christian go in hand. For the greatest gift and legacy you can give your children is to teach them to love Jesus Christ. So I'm getting baptized, not only to show my dedication to my Lord and Savior, but also set a good example for my son, and to do everything I can to teach him to walk with Jesus, and to someday be a part of his baptism as well. I want to close with a quote that I found. I don't know who wrote it, but it was good. Anyway. There is someone who loves me despite my flaws, despite all the terrible mistakes I have made. He knows all the ugly thoughts that inhabit my mind. He sees me in my darkest times. And when I am weak, doubtful, and ready to turn my back on this man, he sees how imperfect I am. This perfect man sees all my wrongs, and this is what he tells me. To me, you are beautiful. To me, you are worth it. I know you are not perfect, and I know you make mistakes, but I will never leave you. I will never turn my back on you. I will love you eternally and hope that you love me too. A perfect man, this perfect man, not only tells me he loves me, he shows me how much every single day. This man is Jesus, and he loves you too.
I'm Zach Lemus. I'm here to get baptized today for quite the same reasons my wife is, and we actually, our testimony is pretty close to the same. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of faith produces perseverance. James 1, 2 to 3, ultimately my favorite verses, and I find it amazing that we're going through this book right now in church. Growing up, I was always taught if I believed in God and behaved responsibly, I'd be welcomed into heaven. For 28 years, this was my faith until my wife and I invited Pastor Matt into our homes to ask him to officiate our wedding. During our time together that night, Pastor Matt helped us understand that to really be Christian, we had to profess our faith in Jesus and accept his death for our sins. That was the night of our salvation. That was only the start. I had lots to learn in living the Christian life. Fast forward 2 years, my wife gave me the amazing news that we're expecting our first child. It was extremely exciting news at the time, for I was having a difficult time at work and wasn't happy with my current situation. Sadly, a few days after our first doctor's appointment, we found ourselves waiting in the emergency room. After hours of waiting, the devastating news of a miscarriage fell upon our shoulders. And I had hugged my wife, and the only words I could say to her is, God is telling us we are not ready at this time to have a baby. The following day, I had reached out to Byron Smith, asking if he could direct me to a certain passage in the Bible. He replied with James. Byron explained that he was starting a small men's Bible study, and that they were starting with James, and he would love to have me join. I opened my Bible and read the book of James. Verses 2 through 3 stuck with me through the whole book. I attended Byron's Bible study and was able to express my loss and my troubles with work. The great group of men I was with prayed with me every week. I was growing in faith and overcame a great trial. Recently, God has led me back to doing what I love, building, and I have recently become a contractor. A proud father to a wonderful son, who I'm sure everyone has heard in church. And I am being baptized today to show everyone my faith in Jesus, and I eagerly await for my next trial.
That's good stuff, isn't it? Could sit and listen to people give their testimonies all day. So your turn might be next time. Just saying. I'm going to dismiss you guys to go back and get changed. Those that are helping with the baptisms as well. And in 20 seconds, I'll be all washed up.